back at it again, get the microphone set up and everything. All right, it's Tuesday. We've been doing a really good job of getting some recordings out on Tuesdays for you guys and just getting some content out for you. Now, we talked about having a, like, almost an emergency episode last week, so I'm going to quickly gloss over that. As you know, well, obviously, Tyre's not with me right now. We are currently practicing our social distancing. Now, I kid. Go ahead and practice social distancing if that's what you must do. But actually, with the way the world, everything is going on right now, Tyler's class is going online. We're doing e-learning, all sorts of stuff. He's got a major influx of work, he seems to think, and I think I might agree that, you know, when we go online doesn't mean like everybody put everything out all at once and make all sorts of crazy workloads for things to happen. That being said, so he's working on that today. He texted me some ideas. We've chatted a few times back and forth about some different ideas to talk about and cover after we kind of go over a little review of things of what's going on. And he was talking about, you know, what are his top five teams or schools that he thinks should have wrestling again, or not even again, or wrestling period, you know, and just thinking off the top of my head, I know, like, Clemson's going to be probably number one on his list. Obvious reasons, his love for Clemson, too. They did have a team, three there in the ACC, would be a great entry point. So I think I'm looking forward to seeing his list of top five schools that should have wrestling, and I'm kind of thinking about that now myself, and I'll probably come up with a little list, and although I'm going to go with criteria, I don't know if it needs to be a list of schools that had wrestling or schools that have never had wrestling that should have wrestling as well. I think it's a list I'd like to see. So, that being said, obviously, last week things started going, I guess, downhill in so many different ways so quickly. Things were changing really quick. As you know, like, the first big news or big hit was the coronavirus or COVID-19. Really having drastic impact on a lot of different things going on within our country. And the first thing that seemingly started to affect was the sports world. That in large part due to crowds of people and large groups and things of that nature. And obviously one of the first big things that happened was NCAA is getting canceled. And that was men's and women's basketball was in the statement, but NCAA released that, you know, it was all winter sports, things like that. And the talk was like, is this for real? Did this just happen? Did the wrestling tournament, the greatest wrestling tournament, just get canceled? And at first I was like, no way. Like, maybe they just said canceled right now, but we're looking at a postponement or something to that nature. Like, they're just not going to cancel it all. And then the more I look into it, the more I find out, it looks like it was just that, a cancellation. Like, seasons are done, which was just kind of like crazy, heartbreaking, angry, just all sorts of a whole slew of different things that we were all like, wow. All that being said, you know, at first, you know, there's a lot of jokes about it and everything else, like, man, is this true? Is this really happening? It can't be happening, things of that nature. It was something that did happen. They have canceled it. They've gone so far as to start talking about eligibility and who will get eligibility for next year, like who was affected and all that kind of stuff. I just think all that was unprecedented. And then we talked about it at school, and I was talking to somebody, and they were like, you know, the last time NCAAs was canceled was in 1945, and that was due to World War II. So I was talking to somebody about the effects that we are seeing of things going on are things that we haven't had seen happen on the scale of since then, you know, and it's just kind of amazing. So as the week progresses, as that news comes out and we get a little bit more news during the week, and kind of like the next talk is like, you know, different areas are affected more heavily than others, and all this kind of stuff, and then it's like schools are closing down, different states are closing schools down, and it was starting to get like seemingly a little bit bad toward the end of last week, and we were talking about it, and we were like, well, probably in the foreseeable future, we'll be prepping for e-learning and online stuff, and I think we even talked about this on one of our last episodes, and last Tuesday, so this is like, you know, all within a week's time, and I was pretty sure that we would close But I didn't think it was going to be as quick as it was. I thought, like, we could hold out for a little bit. There wasn't, like, confirmed cases here in South Carolina or in our area. And I was just like, you know, we'll be probably, like, maybe out of school on Wednesday. Talked to my buddy Nick. You know, he was talking about doing Tuckered Out, and it has his stuff going on down there. And it seemed kind of logical to me. Like, they said they were out on Wednesday, although absences were going to be forgiven for up to Wednesday for those if they wanted to go ahead and pull their children. You know, and the Wednesday thing was really to give people time to figure some things out as far as schooling and whatnot. But actually, come to think of it, I think he was out of school Monday too, so they might have upped their stuff as well. So it just seems like over the weekend, it was like hour by hour, just the talk got more and more places were closing down. And then, you know, obviously we had the presidential speeches and different things of that nature. And, you know, we ended up not having school on Monday, and we are out through our spring break. Our spring break is in, so we're out of school for 2 weeks, and then we have spring break. So we're going to see where we are and reevaluate at our district and everything, and, you know, here in South Carolina, in the upstate, where we're at, and just see kind of how things are going. And, you know, see with people not necessarily self-quarantining to the extent of, like, we're not allowed to leave the home. You know, I mean, the kids are still outside playing and doing things, working on their stuff. You know, I didn't want to necessarily have to go to the store, but, you know, I mean, we still have life goes on, and we kind of avoided some of these mad rushes that were going on at the store. So now we still needed, like, regular eating supplies. So we went out to the store, got that stuff, came back, practiced our social distancing, washed hands, had sanitizer in the car for as soon as we got out of Costco and things of that nature. It really wasn't too bad out. I think we might be in one of the more lucky areas. I think chicken was all still sold out, and there were some things that were all out, but we got pretty much what we needed for, you know, what would be our normal time of the month or week for making a run like that. So a lot of craziness going on. My thoughts on it are changing, I guess, as this all progresses, like, just kind of wondering what to do. And right now, you know, I'm just kind of err on the side of caution, and just, we are out of school, and just kind of go with the flow. And as our mantra is at school, like, go with the flow with this, because news is changing daily, hourly, on everything. And, you know, there's not really much else you can do. Just go with the flow of things. Let's not go overly crazy. Take care of yourself, take care of your family, and do what you can. And that was going to lead into one of the things that I kind of went with a quick little Cerebrus Live session on the gram this morning after the morning run. And more of what I was going to lead into today was, sorry, excuse me, drink a little bit of water, was, you know, let's take our time now and reevaluate what we're doing. I know I touched my face, you know, maybe for those of you that saw that. Not good, but, you know, I'm at home now and I've washed my hands, so that's something I am trying to work on, though, still. But I was going to say, let's take care of ourselves. Take this time to use it as an opportunity to do something positive. And what I mean by that is, I've seen a lot of great things online with people helping other people, people doing things, you know. No, somebody asked if we're watching the governor. I did not know the governor was on at this exact moment. Surely I know all of you guys are watching Cerebrus Wrestling instead. So, but I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, let's get out there and let's do something good. Let's do something positive. I love the fact that I've seen people helping each other out. I've had neighbors ask, you know, because they knew that I was a school teacher, but we still have teacher work days. Do you need help with the kids, with daycare, you know, getting things? I've seen people helping other people out, like getting toilet paper to the elderly and doing things that just need to be done and that are helpful to do. I love seeing that. One of the things I want to encourage people to do is, in a time like this where we have, maybe for some of us, I'm an educator and a coach, and right now I'm at home and I'm doing the e-learning with my own kids. I've set up stuff for my kids in my classrooms. I was taking emails today, answering questions. We had our virtual office hours. You know, was able to do that today amongst a series of other things. Not only was I also then helping my children with their e-learning and kind of doing, you know, like the classroom setting at the kitchen table with them and kind of having a good time, and then also joking with other teachers about, all right, like if I have to write one of my kids up, which principal is going to get that referral, which I think I'm going to send that email shortly to find out, make sure that he does not feel lonely and forget what the regular day feels like, you know, because he might be used to getting referrals. So, but what I was going to say is, take this time to do something else. Like, let's take this time to invest in yourself. You have a little bit more time on your hands. And it's not like we're quarantined to the point of, like, you can't go outside. Actually, being outside is good. It's healthy. It's good for you. You know, avoid crowds, as they're saying, you know, so with avoiding of people and the spreading of the germs and stuff. But, man, go out and walk your dog. Go out there and get a little exercise regimen. Do something at home. You know, anybody that wants, you know, advice on maybe like a little mini workout plan for 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week, I don't care what it is, hit me up on email or the direct message, or if you already know me, send me a message. And, you know, I mean, it can be simple stuff, you know, like around the house, like, you know, whether it be just like a little mini circuit of some push-up squats, and, you know, if you have a pull-up bar, maybe grabbing on that, or, you know, dips off a chair or something. But just a little bit of something to take care of yourself. If you're like my household, I'm pretty sure if you did stock up on snacks, those are all gone because the children have eaten them all already. And yes, it is only Tuesday. So, you know, that maybe it's time to look at what kind of stuff you're buying as far as, you know, snacks and things of that nature. What I've noticed at the grocery store is like there's a lot of random things gone. Granted, everybody's heard about the toilet paper, but like with the food aisle, there's still lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, go hit those instead of like carbs and bags of chips and a bunch of other craziness, you know, like go get the fresh fruits, vegetables and stuff like that. Let's maybe spend a little bit of time on yourself with working on, you know, what we're putting into our bodies. Maybe drink some more water if you're, although some places apparently we're out of like a ton of bottled water. Again, I'm not seeing the reason why we're not like locked into our homes. You can still be out, but, you know, just take this time, you know, use it for what it is. This is a time to stay healthy. And if we're going on the mantra of staying healthy and going with the flow of things, why not let's go ahead and stay healthy and make improvements and be a better you and try to take care of yourself and maybe incorporate a little something. I'm enjoying the fact that, you know, right now I guess I don't have to get up as early to go for my run, so I can wait to sleep and get a little bit more sleep, go for my run, come back in and, you know, get that stretch out in the garage and you know, on the mat and do all those kind of things. So, you know, I'm going to take this as well as a little chance to, you know, get back into yourself a little bit and, you know, stay healthy, take care of your family, but let's also stay healthy with ourselves more than just not getting sick. Let's go ahead and, you know, make ourselves better. So that's where I am with this all right now. Take advantage of every situation you have and anything it is that you have in life going on. And I feel like if we look at this as an opportunity for us to get better, us to get stronger, us to be better people and helping each other out and do things, I think that's something that we can do. You know, we have no control over certain circumstances of things being open, closed, cancellations and all that, but what you do have control of is the actions that you go through yourself on a daily basis and what you do. So let's take advantage of this situation, make the best of it with what we can, and go out there and, you know, hey, if you can rust the six, rust the six, come by the compound and, you know, it's yeah, no more than 10 people, right? But, you know, get a workout in. Do what it is. Like I said, if anybody wants advice or some help or just to be held accountable and be like, hey, want that extra text. Did you go for an extra walk today? Or did you go for a walk today? Did you walk the dog? Did you try any push-ups? You know, whatever it is, I'd be glad to even do that for you guys. So, all right, that's all I got for today. Go out, be safe, take care of your family, take care of yourselves, and let's, you know, get ourselves a little bit better. Let's see what we can do for that. And then also, let's be thinking about 5 teams that we want to see with wrestling. And then I'm going to get online and I'm going to go look for Pan Ams and for matches on that, because I know that still did happen, but that's about the only wrestling that I believe has happened. The U.S. team, talking about wrestling, did great, men's and women's, qualified a lot of weights. David Taylor is back, he's wrestling, so can't wait to go find some stuff online with that and take a look at what he's got going on there. All right, guys. Again, hopefully Tyler will be with us next time. I know he's trying to catch up with a whole bunch of work that he's got going on and everything. So hopefully all is going well with that, and he'll hit us up with an episode or be ready with a list of teams that he think, teams/schools they think should have wrestling, whether it be here or on a separate video that I will get it all uploaded. All right, guys. Talk to you later on. Bye. See you.